I wonder, do you have a warm Christmas memory? Something saturated with taste and sound and the feel of the season? Something warm and comforting, perhaps? Do you have anything from your past that you try to recreate at this time of year? Anything? Perhaps you have a traditional family recipe that you use, or a fun activity that you used to do with your kids that, like our family, will be trying to do again, even though our kids are grown. Perhaps one or two of you are caught in this nostalgic project right now, right here, because you have come to this service because it means a lot to someone you love. That's as good a reason as any to be here. In our family, we have a few traditions that we have maintained more or less since our kids were little. My family is all here tonight, which is rare for us all to be together. And I will ask them later, what did you think of what I was going to say right now? But the three main traditions that I recalled when I first thought of this was, well, Christmas kind of gets started in our home with an outing out to usually the valley or maybe somewhere closer, but to cut down our own Christmas tree. This is one of the few years we didn't actually do that. Almost every year, we all like to sit down and watch a particular movie together. Does anybody, any other families have a family movie that you try and watch together? Yeah? I'll be really interested to hear which one it is. Do you want to know which one it is for us? Sure. Let me know if I should be embarrassed. It's Love Actually. Oh, some of you agree. Oh, good, good. We laugh at the funny stuff together. We repeat the lines that we know from heart. We point out details that we somehow missed in the first 15 or 20 times we watched it together. And we revel in the love that we share as a family. And of course, we do always have a nice Christmas dinner with whatever family members we can gather, complete usually with turkey and all the fixins, lots of gravy, lots of potatoes, lots of stuffing. I expect many of you have some traditions, maybe very different from ours, that you like to maintain. I'm curious, do any of you have a tradition of watching a Charlie Brown's Christmas? Anyone? Is that a favorite for some of you? Some of you have never seen it. I really recommend it. I've always enjoyed it, but I'm enjoying it a little bit more lately. I haven't seen the whole thing yet this year, but a friend of mine recently pointed out, this is Beth Hayward, who's also a United Church minister in Halifax. She pointed out a fascinating detail I had never noticed before. There's this moment when Charlie Brown, who for those who don't know is the main character, not surprisingly, he shouts out in exasperation. He's having a really hard time with Christmas, and he says, "Can someone just tell me what Christmas is all about?" And with very uncustomary confidence, Linus, his good friend, pipes up, "I can." And he steps into the spotlight and recites the Christmas story from heart, like the one we've just heard read once again. But when he gets to the part where the angel of the Lord tells Mary to not be afraid, well, I wonder if you notice what happens at that moment. It's subtle and you might miss it, but you know what? Let's see if the video will work. Let's take a look.
Yes, I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Did you notice? Did you see what happened? It's very subtle. And the zooming in didn't help, actually. At the moment that he recites what the angel says, fear not. At that precise moment, he drops his security blanket. My friend Beth says that it seems like no accident that his beloved's blanket slips through his fingers at the precise moment when the angel assures them not to be afraid. And Beth says, I don't think God slipped into skin and breath to tell us that we should live in fear. To tell us we should be layered with shame for all our missteps and regrets. I don't think God would bother with the whole human thing if the essential essence of the divine was anything but pure love. Not dogma, not intolerance, certainly not hate or warfare or colonialism. The meaning of the season, the coming of the Christ child, is about pure love, reassuring love, safe love, the love of the source of all of life, the essence of life for all of life. Put more traditionally, the love of God for all of creation. The narratives of all of our lives, of course, are not all warm and cozy. Some are difficult and some are painful, and for some of us, even if we manage to get to church on Christmas Eve, Christmas is not entirely happy. Jesus told his friends one day that he had come among them as one who brought life abundant. Not a perfect life, not a always shiny life, not a grief-free life, but abundant life. our lives, yours and mine, weave together laughter and tears, love and loss. And when the true spirit of Christmas seeps into us, our hearts grow three times. And we're able to hold the hopes and the fears of all the years with a sense of grace and wonder. Life is warm memories and uncertain futures. The hopes and the fears of all the years are certainly met in Bethlehem once again this year, where different brands of God's people commit atrocities against each other. And our hopes and our fears are met here tonight as well. May Christ be born yet again this night in Bethlehem and here in Richmond. May we know the wondrous in-person love of God who comes among us, not in conquering glory, but in vulnerability. Amen.